Throughout the pandemic, frontline healthcare workers have given so much of themselves. Those at Cambridge Memorial Hospital have done even more to help the community. The hospital held a competitive food drive to see which department could raise the most money and food items for the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank. Each department battled to the end and collected more than 2,000 food and personal care items and raised over $4,000 for the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank. It was a very successful year. We raised the most money since we started about 3 years ago, and I'm confident most of the items donated reflected the food bank's most needed items, said Stephen Beckiff, manager of public affairs and communications at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. We do this competition for fun, but more importantly for the community because they are always there for us. We would not be able to do our work without their support. Beckiff says that this support has included funding for medical equipment, renovations, and the recently opened new patient care wing. This is a way for us to thank them, especially these past 2 years when some went through very trying times, Beckiff said. Two teams tied for first place, the Diabetes Education Program, and the Environmental Services Department. We have always had yearly food drives at the hospital. The friendly competition started in 2012. It was the brainchild of one of our union stewards and it took off from there, Beckiff said. This is the first year we had two winners, and thanks to this year's organizers, they had a trophy replicated so that both teams could have it in their areas. They did not want the teams to think it was a half win of sorts. Beckiff says that during the early days of COVID-19, the community came forward for frontline workers too. The mask makers sewed over 57,000 masks for us when PPE was low. Food was also donated, and local manufacturers started making PPE, Beckiff said. It was truly wonderful to see everyone working together.